I'm Katie Clark, and this is The World. Hillary Clinton today wrapped up what might have been her toughest diplomatic mission yet as Secretary of State. She spent 3 days in Pakistan. There she met with political and military leaders, as well as university students and leaders from the Northwest Tribal Region. Clinton heard from Pakistanis who are increasingly angry about U.S. policies there. But as The World's Matthew Bell reports, the Secretary had a blunt message of her own.
Hundreds of thousands of Pakistanis have fled the fighting in South Waziristan. The Pakistani army launched an offensive against Taliban militants there almost 2 weeks ago. The BBC World Service spoke to people fleeing the violence and asked them who they thought was responsible. This man was not alone in directing his frustration toward the United States. He said the solution will come when the U.S. leaves Afghanistan. Then the turmoil in Pakistan will end. It's the kind of criticism Hillary Clinton heard a lot of in Pakistan this week. In an interview with the BBC, Clinton said her overall mission was aimed at helping to overcome mistrust.
I don't doubt that what we've been told here in Pakistan over and over again, that there exists a trust deficit, is a challenge to the kind of relationship that President Obama and I believe is both possible and necessary with Pakistan. But it is also clear, as I have stated both publicly and privately, that we have questions that we are also seeking answers for.
Clinton might have been hinting at Washington's most pressing concern yesterday when she suggested that Pakistan's government is turning a blind eye to Al-Qaeda leaders hiding in Pakistan.
It's like saying you're part of our enemy.
Marvin Weinbaum is a Pakistan expert at the Washington-based Middle East Institute. He says Clinton's comments about Al-Qaeda were the diplomatic low point of her trip.
It's a very serious accusation, and it's one thing to have feelings about this or even to suggest in private that we have some evidence of where they didn't go after Al-Qaeda cells, where they might have, but to make it in the public fashion that she did, I think, was counterproductive.
On the whole, though, Weinbaum says Clinton's first visit to Pakistan as Secretary of State was a good start. He says most high-level U.S. officials only stay in the country a few hours and meet a handful of power brokers. Weinbaum applauds Clinton for getting out and about and interacting with different kinds of people. And he says the trip didn't come a moment too soon for a troubled relationship.
Yeah, it is an uphill battle, and it's not going to be solved by any one thing that we do. But a lot of it is optics. It's the way in which they see the United States and what our intentions are.
But that's really only part of the problem.
The United States and Pakistan have objectives in the region that overlap but are not the same.
Teresita Schaefer is a South Asia expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
Pakistan's long-term frustration, and this goes back nearly 50 years, is that for all their close relations with the United States has never really been their ally against India, which is what they still look on as the primary threat. From the U.S. perspective, we have a primary concern, and that is the operation in which our troops are engaged in Afghanistan.
In interview after interview this week, Hillary Clinton praised Pakistan for launching the military offensive in South Waziristan. But the so-called Pakistani Taliban based there are primarily a threat to Pakistan's government. They're different from the Afghan Taliban. That group is thought to be based in other parts of Pakistan's border region, where they plan and carry out attacks over the border in Afghanistan. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.